The Mishnah Berurah discusses a machlokas with regard to, we've been discussing before, about in a situation where the tzibor, for various reasons, does not read the Torah on a particular Shabbos, that we mentioned that certainly the Torah reading should be said on the next Shabbos, as well as the reading of that week. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses what happens, let's say a person doesn't just miss one. Let's say the tzibor misses three or four. So in that point, when you actually get a Sefer Torah, that next Shabbos, do we say that you can only make up the one? Or maybe you have to make up them all. And it would be obviously a pretty long davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. He brings down the Machlokas im yecholim lahashlim kol haparshios. Can you make up all the parshios that were missed by the tzibor? Maybe, and he brings down, according to the opinion of the Gra, the Gra holds she'i efshul hashlim rak parsha achas. You can only make up the parsha from the week before, the ones that you were not recited before. Unfortunately, lost that opportunity, which is very similar to when it comes to tashlumin of davening of tefillah. If a person, for example, misses just shachars, so by mincha, assuming that it was done. It wasn't on purpose. So then you can daven a second Shona Esrei to make up for the Shabbos you missed. How about if you miss, let's say, Shabbos and Mincha? So can you daven three Mars? No. You can only make up the one that you missed previously, which is similar to what the Gra is saying when it comes to missing the Tzibor, missing the Torah reading. Not everyone agrees to this, such as the Shulchan HaTahar, the Aruch HaShulchan, Eliyahu Rabbah. They say, She'efshar, not only it's possible to do it, but you need to make them all up. Gam harbi parshios doesn't make a difference, even if it's a three or a four. So yeah, it'll be a long davening. V'chein asa chosid shibakuna reb nosan adler meisin. It brings down a story that this actually happened in a specific situation, and there was many parshios which were not read week after week after week, and finally, when they had the opportunity to get a sefer Torah, then many of them, all those parshios were read at that 1 week. And he says over here, it's Evshel Hashlim Parshas Shemos as Parshas Vayechi, Parshas Vayikra as Parshas Pekudei, etc. That it's not only when it comes to just the parsha in the middle, you missed one in the middle of the Sefer. What happens if you missed Shabbat Chazak, in which you finish one of the Sfarim? So he says that's not an issue as well. Let's say you missed Parshas Vayechi. So then next week you would lay in Vayechi and Shemos, and that's not a problem. But it's interesting, the way it's brought down by the poskim is that we will behave differently in that scenario than that which we learned before. We mentioned before that according to most opinions, this one that we possibly like, that if you would miss 1 week, the next week the Kohen lays the entire previous Parsha, as well as the first Aliyah for the one which is supposed to be read for that typical week that everyone else is reading. And the idea is that the person who gets the Aliyah, all seven Aliyos, should be somehow connected to the one of that week, of the Parshat HaShavua. The exception is over here, that we will not do so. He says, we will not call up one person, and that one person, that Kohen, will not read the entire, or even according to the other opinion, that we have three Aliyahs, and then similar as a typical double Parsha, the fourth Aliyah finishes up the previous and continues with the second. This will be the one time when there'll be a double Parsha that you would actually stop at the end of Parsha number one. De nochon likros chad gavra bebeis farm. It doesn't, it's not nice that one person is going to finish and continue with a second sefer. El yigmor aleha besof achomish, because after all, chazak chazak v'nit chazek, which would be an interesting thing to say, and then continue with another parsha, but that's what would be done, and the person would finish that aliyah, the entire first parsha. V'yal ol acher v'tchilas hachomish haba. And then someone else would get called up for the next sefer. Even though we mentioned that really all seven aliyos should be connected to the parsha of HaShavua, it's not ma'akiv, it's not something which will hold back, and therefore it's something which this is the proper way of doing this. So it's an interesting chiddush that even in a situation where it's Shabbat Chazak, we would allow a person to actually lane the previous Sefer and also the one of the Parsha of Shavuot for the Parsha to be. But there is actually one exception to this, that if a Sibor would not lane one particular Parsha, that it can never be made up. And it says, what is this example? V'im lo karo parshas v'zos habracha b'simchas Torah. Whatever reason, Simchas Torah comes and goes, and the Tzibor did not lane v'zos habracha, which of course is the last parsha in the Torah. So it's brought down in the name of Rabbi Kanievsky. He says that according to everyone, lo yoyel l'hashlam, a person cannot complete on parshas Bereishis, v'zos habracha, and Bereishis. And he says the reason, kivan, shekvar nistayim hakriya, shilshanazu, because that's already been complete. That reading for the entire Sefer has already been complete, the entire Torah, all five. And therefore, you would not be allowed on that week of Shabbos Bereishis to begin with v'zos habracha. That would be the only exception to the rule. Now, all of this is talking about a scenario where Shabbos has come and gone, and here we are with the next Shabbos. We have to make it up. What happens if, for whatever reason, Shacharis, Musaf, we did not lane? The Tzibur did not lane. But now it's Mincha time, and we have a Sefer Torah. So should we lane the laning of Shacharis, or during the morning, during Mincha time? So he says like this, it depends. Im od ba'osu Shabbos l'eis Mincha, nosef shiris l'hashlam ha'kriya, shedilgu b'shacharis, if you have the opportunity to make it up, the laning which you missed during the morning, which wasn't done, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to make it up during Mincha, during Tefillas Mincha of Shabbos. And he explains exactly the way it's done. You would still call up seven people, not three, which is what's done on Shabbos Mincha. You would do seven, as well as the Haftorah. But he says that the way it must be done is as follows. This must be done Kodem Asher Uvol Tzion de Mincha, which means you cannot begin the official Tefillas Mincha of Asher Uvol Tzion. You should just go right into the laning. Then after you finish the laning, which you should have done in the morning, you finish it up now, then you can get into the actual Tefillah of Mincha of Asher Uvol Tzion. And then, right after that, you would read for Mincha, which would be the next Parsha. That's what would be done. And he brings down the source of this is from the Shaar Ephraim, and he says that this is only in a situation, of course, where you have still time during the day to daven mincha, as well as to have Suda Shlishis. However, in the event that you could either daven mincha, or because it's so close to Shkia, we can either lane, or we can daven mincha, so he says you daven mincha. Then, of course, you would lane that whole Parsha the following week. But this is only the situation where you have the opportunity to do both. He says, in addition to that, the only time this is allowed to actually do the laning is if it was done the way we just said, that the laning has to be done before Mincha begins. However, he says that in the event, im kvar hischilu mincha, v'omru asheru v'altzion, shuvlu yashlimu ha'kriya d'shachris. You should no longer say this laning. Rather, you have to wait until the next Shabbos to make up that laning. He says, certainly, if you finish the Shemona Esrei of Mincha, then that's certainly not something which a person should do. You no longer have the opportunity to make it up. And it's brought down in the Ishi Yisrael, again, the name of Rav Kanievsky, that when a person does this laning, if you would do the laning, the entire laning, seven aliyahs, Haftorah, and then there's Asher Uvol Tzion by Mincha, you should at least have a 15-minute, I'm not sure why he says this particular amount of time, he says approximately 15 minutes between the laning and Mincha, with either a drasha or Tehillim, he says. We'll just see two last pieces and we'll stop. He says, when it comes to Monday and Thursday, it's impossible, yefshel kol yamal hashlim haparsha shelo karo b'Shabbos. In other words, if a person missed the laning on Shabbos, no, it's not the person, but the tzibor is what we're talking about, then you can't say, well, let's just make it up on the Monday or the Thursday. That's not something which is allowed. And also, he says, it's pashut, ve'in sarach lomer, it's simple, it doesn't need to be said, ki kriyas parashios hamoadim, that when it comes to not the regular parashas of the week, the parashas of Shavua, but when it comes to the parashas hamoadim, such as the Yom Tovim, all right. When it comes to these parshios, in that situation, if you miss them, then everyone holds Ein Lehem Tashlumin with Shabbos Abba. That certainly cannot be made up for the future week. It was also brought down, which we're not going to get into, because he doesn't actually. I made a mistake, that it was a question that was asked on Thursday when it comes to a person who's in Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, and they travel from one place to the next, and there's a different laning. He says that we will look, this will be seen later on in Siman Tafresh Pehei, which is Siman 685, and this is Siman 135, so we have a ways to go to see the answer to that question.